Hello, this is Brother Mike at May-21-2011.com with a study entitled, Why True Believers in Jesus Christ Must Leave All the Christian Churches. Why believers in Jesus Christ must leave all of the Christian churches. The reason that true followers of Jesus Christ must leave all the churches, including their own, is because, number one, God commands it, and number two, God's judgment rests upon all the corporate and local churches and congregations ever since May 21, 1988, for all their false teachings and deeds. And God does not want any of His people to suffer the spiritual plagues which are being brought upon her. God forewarned His people in Scripture that this would take place. We read in 1 Peter 4:17, "For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God." And from the biblical calendar of history, we now know that this judgment on the churches began in 1988. And you can click on the link, the biblical timeline of history, to see this. This is when all the churches were given over to Satan, the false Christ, the Antichrist, who now rules them all in deception as God's judgment against them. God warned the true believers that this end of the church age would take place before the coming of the Lord in many passages. And I encourage you to read the booklets, The End of the Church Age, Wheat and Tares, Has the Era of the Church Come to an End? And you can just click on those links to read those booklets. Also, there's a booklet entitled The Final Tribulation, which is a good one to read. But we read about this in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 1 through 12. We start learning about this judgment that God would bring upon the churches in the last days, and which we know began in 1988. Starting in verse 1, we read, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto Him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first." That's the apostasy of the church, of all the churches. "And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholds, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now lets will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." In this passage, the believers are forewarned that before their Lord, Jesus Christ, would ever return and take them to heaven in the rapture, there must be a falling away first, which is a reference to the falling away of the Christian churches from truth. And the man of sin, the son of perdition, who is Satan, the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, the false Christ, must take his seat in the temple of God, which gives reference to Satan sitting and ruling in the Christian temple or all the Christian churches and congregations throughout the world. Notice also that God the Holy Spirit no longer dwells in the churches, but he has removed himself so that Satan can have free rule of them all. We read that this would take place in the previous read passage when it states in verse 7 and 8, "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work," that is Satan working in the churches, "only he who now lets," that is God, "will let, until he," that is God, "be taken out of the way," or a better translation is, "until God, the Holy Spirit, be taken out of the midst of the churches. And then shall that wicked be revealed." Here we are told that the mystery of iniquity, which is Satan working in the churches as the false or counterfeit Christ, has always been allowed by God to work his iniquity to some degree. But there would come a time in which God, who had been letting Satan work in the churches, would finally remove himself. That is, God would be taken out of the way or out of the midst of the churches, so that Satan could then completely take the churches over with no opposition or restraint from God at all. That's why we read, "And then shall that wicked be revealed," which is Satan ruling and reigning in the churches, clearly seen by how far the churches have drifted from the truths of the Bible over the last 40 or 50 years or so. This is where we're at today. The churches have fallen away from many of the truths of the Bible like never before in history. And Satan has taken his seat of ruling in all the churches as judgment against them for their rebellion ever since May 21, 1988. By the use of Satan, God is feeding all those in the churches a strong delusion that they should believe a lie, namely that they are worshiping Jesus Christ, but in truth they are actually worshiping Satan without even knowing it, who comes to them in all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. So ever since May 21, 1988, God has been bringing judgment against the churches by employing Satan to rule over them as the counterfeit Christ. Because Satan is the ruler of this world, which in the Bible is called Babylon, the churches also became known as Babylon in 1988, because Satan is now ruling over all the churches as well. In fact, all the churches and congregations in the world are now called Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth, Revelation 17:5. For it says in Revelation 18:2 that she, that is Babylon the Great, is become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. It is from her that the true believers are commanded to come out of or leave and flee for their lives. We clearly read of this command in Revelation 18:4. "And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her," that is, come out of the churches and the world of sin, "my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, that you receive not of her plagues." There are other scriptures as well that command the true believers to come out of their churches to escape God's judgment. For example, we read in Matthew 24, verses 15 through 16, the context of which Jesus was asked what should be the signs of the end of the world. Jesus then responded, "When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation," that is Satan himself, "spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place." The holy place refers to the local churches, which can also be called the temple of God. And you can see that in 1 Corinthians 3, verses 16 through 17, and 2 Corinthians 6, verse 16. Our Lord then says, "Whosoever readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea, that is in the churches, flee into the mountains," that is to God himself, who is represented by the mountains. And we read the parallel passage in Mark 13:14. "But when you shall see the abomination of desolation," that is Satan, "spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not," and that is in the churches, "let him that readeth understand. Then let them which be in Judea," that is in the churches, "flee to the mountains," that is, flee to God. And again, in another parallel passage of Luke 21, verses 20 through 21, we read, "And when you shall see Jerusalem," that is, the city of God, which represents all the churches, "compassed or surrounded with armies," that is, the armies of Satan surrounding and beginning to destroy all the churches by deception, "then know that the desolation thereof is near. Then let them which are in Judea," that is, in the churches, "flee to the mountains," that is, flee to God himself, "and let them which are in the midst of it depart out," that is, the true believers are commanded to leave their churches in agreement with God himself, having come out of the midst of the churches, as we previously read in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 7. "And let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto." Yes, there are many passages which actually teach the end of the church age, and that God's people are commanded to come out of the churches. They are written in hidden or parabolic language, though, so that only God's true people will be able to understand, while all those who are false followers of Jesus Christ will not be able to understand and so fall prey to the flood of God's judgment. As we read, when Christ's disciples asked him why he spoke in parables all the time, he answered in Matthew 13, verses 10 through 12. "And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speak you unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance, but whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away even that he has." In other words, God has written the Bible in parables so that those to whom God has not chosen to reveal truth will not be able to see the truth. Only God's chosen true believers will search out and be able to understand. This is why they, for the most part, are the only ones who are obeying and will obey the command to come out of their churches. The rest are being judged into a false gospel by the deceptions of the counterfeit Christ, Satan. Now, yet another passage declaring that the true believers should depart or leave their church is found in the Old Testament, where God used Israel as a picture of what would come in our day. In those days, the outward representation of God's people, which was Israel, became more and more rebellious, just like the churches have in our day, until God finally gave them completely over to their enemies, the Babylonians, just as he has done to all the churches in our day by giving them over to the spiritual Babylonians, of whom Satan is the ruler. We read in Jeremiah 21, 8 through 10, "And unto this people thou shalt say, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. He that abides in this city," that is in Jerusalem, "shall die by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence. But he that goes out and falls to the Chaldeans," also known as the Babylonians, that besiege you, he shall live, and his life shall be unto him for a prey. For I have set my face against this city for evil, and not for good, saith the Lord. It shall be given into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. Here God warns his people that if they will not come out or leave the city of God, which back then was the literal city of Jerusalem, which they would all die. At this point, God was determined to bring his judgment against his own city called by his name, and the only hope for his people was to come out of Jerusalem in recognition that it has been given over to the Babylonians. If they did not listen to Jeremiah the prophet and come out or leave, they would certainly die in the flood of God's judgment. And as the story goes, many of them did die because they would not obey God and flee the very city of God, which is the last place on earth that you would think God would ever bring judgment. But he did. The same is true for all those in the churches of our day. If they will not heed the command to come out or leave their churches, whether they understand or perceive the command to come out or not, they too will all be destroyed in the flood of God's spiritual judgment, as he has given them all over to Satan's deceptions of false teachings and deeds without them even knowing it. This is a judgment against them so that they will believe a lie and actually think that they are serving God, when in reality they are serving the devil, who is the ruler of Babylon, now called the churches, who has come in all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. We conclude, therefore, that the true believers are commanded to come out of all the churches and congregations in order to escape the spiritual wrath of God. If any so-called believer will not come out, he or she will surely die, as declared in 2 Thessalonians 1:7 through 9, when the Lord Jesus Christ shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. As judgment against all the churches and congregations who for so long have rebelled against many of the Bible's teachings, God has given them all over to Satan, who is blinding and confirming them all into deeper and deeper false teaching, and indeed even deluding them into thinking that God is still in their church when he is not. And so they are worshiping the devil, the false Christ, the counterfeit Christ, while thinking they are worshiping Christ. The question I have for you is this: do you want to worship Christ, or do you want to worship Satan? If you want to worship Satan, then stay in your church. But if you want to worship God, you must leave your church, and do not look back as did Lot's wife, who then became a pillar of salt, Genesis 19:26. May God, according to his mercy, grant you the truth.